Amen. Amen. Testing 1, 2, 3. Amen. Good morning, everybody in the sanctuary. Good morning, everybody online, Facebook, YouTube Live. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. We are a Bible-based Jesus-worshiping church in West Philadelphia on 61st and Osage Avenue. And our pastor is Jonathan E. Ford. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad everybody's tuning in. You're kind of getting yourself settled. We want to make sure that we're ready to receive a good word this morning. Amen. Because the Lord has prepared a word for us. And the more we mature as Christians, we understand that's what we need. Just a good word. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open us up in prayer. But actually, before I do prayer, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to read the scripture first. Then we're going to pray. The scripture is coming from Nahum. It's right after Micah in the Old Testament. I'm going to be reading from chapter 1. So if you have a chance, Nahum, chapter 1. I'm going to be reading one verse. But I want this word to go out before we start in prayer. Amen. Amen. So take a second, go in the Old Testament. If you have to, look at the table of contents. Amen. Right after Micah. Look for chapter 1. We'll stand for the reading of God's Word. And the Word of God reads, Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Amen. That's a simple word, right? The Lord is good. We know that. A stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you this day. Thank you, hallelujah, for your sacrifice. Thank you for your teachings and your word. Hallelujah. So that we could trust in you, Christ Jesus. That in these days of trouble, hallelujah, we can trust in you, Christ Jesus. That despite all the stress and strife that's going on, all the fear, all the violence, these days of trouble, we can trust in you, Christ Jesus. For your word is true. Hallelujah. Your word we can hold on to. Hallelujah. Your word is ever present. Hallelujah. And you have all authority and power. Hallelujah. Thank you for your true word, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we can stand strong on your word. So prepare us this morning, Christ Jesus. For the word, hallelujah, that you have anointed your speaker to deliver unto us this morning. Hallelujah. For we know you looked outside of time. You looked at all of our lives and said, this Sunday, I have this word for this house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, as your word is delivered, hallelujah, let us get an understanding. Soften our hearts right now. That your word would fall on good ground. Soften our hearts right now. That you would write that word on the fleshy tables of our heart. Prepare our heart right now. Prepare our minds right now. Prepare our ears right now. That we would hear your word. That we would discern what you are delivering unto us. Prepare us right now, Lord. Prepare us to receive that word. We just read, hallelujah, we can trust in you. And you know us who trust in you. So give us that word that we can hold on to and wrap up. That no matter what is coming this week, no matter what's coming this day, hallelujah, that word we will hold on to and grip tightly because you will take us through. So anoint our sister this morning. Anoint her to deliver that word. Hallelujah. Fire her up right now. Hallelujah. With what you have placed in her. That we would receive it. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for teaching us. But thank you for being true. That we could seek you in the midst of troubles. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. We've made it to another Memorial Day. A weekend where we honor those who sacrificed themselves for us. So let us all thank the members of the military that are in our family. Amen. Amen. Let us remember what they have done for us. And now, without further ado, we've got that good word ready for us, right? It's always a good word, and it's ready for us. Amen. Amen. The Lord has anointed our sister Lillian to deliver that good word to us this morning. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. Let us honor our speaker this morning, Sister Lillian Jones. Amen.
Amen. Keep giving him some praise. Keep giving him some praise because he is truly worthy of our praise. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Thanking God this morning for another Sunday morning worship service. Amen. Because our God is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Thanking God for our pastor, not sure if he is here, who encourages, supports, and pushes me to speak a word from the Lord. Amen. And I thank God for all of you. Amen. Jesus, take the wheel. This has been a week, I tell you. Hallelujah. But I will not be before you long this morning. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. Amen. Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. This morning, I will be speaking from the subject, waiting room. God's waiting room. Amen. First, let us pray. We thank you for your faithfulness, O God. For your love and your protection over our families. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And thank you for walking with us this past week. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, O God, for the things we have done, the things we have thought, and the things we have said that's not pleasing to your ears. Help us, O Lord, to be obedient servants. Holy Spirit, come dwell in our hearts and be in the midst of this service. Touch and comfort the families who lost loved ones in yet another school shooting. Fill me with your grace, your anointing, and your power as I submit my will unto you, O God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. One of the hardest things we can do is wait. I'm pretty sure we can all agree that waiting is not on our menus. The Webster Dictionary defines wait as to stay where one is or delay action until a particular time or until something happens. In the scriptures, the word wait means to hope, to anticipate, and to trust. Amen? The Hebrew word for wait is kava, which means looking for hope, expecting, to hope, and actively waiting. We hate to wait in traffic, but we do. We don't like to wait in the grocery lines, but we do because we need to feed our families. Amen? We hate to wait in the doctor's office. God forbid we have to go to the ER. But we wait to get the diagnosis for the treatment. We wait patiently for our children's games to be over. We wait for our spouses to make repairs on our homes. We wait for Uber Eats and DoorDash with minimal complaints. Amen? In our microwave fast food society today, mostly everything is controlled by remotes or a push of a finger. We live by this favorite motto, don't just stand there, do something. While God is saying, don't do something, just stand there. When it comes to waiting in the presence of God, we struggle to silently rest in Him. Waiting is one of the most difficult aspects of our Christian lives. Amen? We don't do well, especially in life's waiting room, where time seems to stand still. You're in pain, whether it's emotional or physical. You've experienced a lot of disappointments in life. Your losses are unbearable. Sickness in your bodies. You're broken to pieces. The weight of fear is heavy on our backs. Some of us are barely keeping our heads above the water. But I come to tell you this morning that God's waiting room is full of His promises. Waiting allows Him to do the work. Amen. You got to trust Him when it's not easy and when it doesn't make sense. Amen. He'll give you the courage to overcome the obstacles set before you with His strength in place of our weaknesses. But if you don't wait on God and run ahead, you will exhaust yourself. You will be frustrated, feel like a failure, with many, many, many weary days ahead. No matter how strong you are or think you are, you will encounter some challenges in life that you cannot manage by yourself. We serve a sovereign God who does what He wants to, when He wants to, how He wants to, and in His timing. But what do you do while you're waiting? You keep praying, you keep trusting, and never, ever give up. King David was overflowing with joy. He hadn't escaped from trouble. He was still in the fiery furnace, but he believed. It was only a matter of time before his deliverance. God, Jehovah God, promised to deliver him. David rejoiced in the midst of the trouble. Remember, our joy should not be based on the issues that we're going through. Amen. David rejoiced in the midst of his trouble. He trusted God. So in your waiting, remain faithful. Sing unto the Lord during the storms of your life and remain steadfast and believe that God is able. Abraham was in God's waiting room. He knew what God had promised him, but he and Sarah, they grew weary. They got tired of waiting. and decided to help the Lord out. You know the story, right? Our flesh is impatient. And we don't do well in the waiting room. When it comes, when it doesn't come to pass in our time frame, we eventually mess up trying to do things to help God. Moses found out his Jewish heritage while being raised as a son to Pharaoh's daughter. Moses didn't wait for God's timing to deliver his people. So Moses took matters in his own hand and killed an Egyptian who had beaten a fellow Jew. His crime was found out, and fearing for his life, he ran into the wilderness, got married, watched over his father-in-law's flock, and raised his family for 40 years. But when God's timing was right, God called Moses out of the wilderness and back to Egypt to be his instrument to deliver the Jewish nation out of captivity. Amen. Moses had to wait, and in his waiting, he learned how to lead, manage sheep, so that he could be a leader who shepherd God's flock. Amen. Glory be to God. Joseph was an interpreter of dreams, but he couldn't hold them in his heart. He would tell his family, and they began to honor him. Well, his brothers were jealous and needed to get rid of their father's little pet, the dreamer. So they sold him into slavery. He ended up in Egypt and later as a prisoner. King Pharaoh at that time had a dream, and they called on Joseph to interpret this dream. They called on Joseph to interpret the king's dreams. And because he was so good and on point, he eventually rose to the second highest position in Egypt. Joseph trusted the Lord. Even though he went through hell, he trusted the Lord, never wavered, and while in prison, God showed mercy and gave him favor. Amen? Amen and amen. There's nothing like having the favor of God on your life. Joyce Myers preached a sermon titled, "You're Not Holy Ghost Junior." I'm going to repeat that. You're not Holy Ghost Junior. During our waiting period, we often get these bright ideas to help God and try to be Holy Ghost Junior. God does not need our help. He does not need our help. We just have to learn how to wait on him. Because in our own strength, pride, and unbelief, we are going to fall. One of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 62:5, "My soul waits silently for God, for my expectation is from him. He is my rock and my salvation. I shall not be moved." We must trust that God knows what he's doing in our lives. Waiting on God reminds us that God is in control of everything that is happening to you. This pain you feel, God is saying, "But my grace is sufficient for you." The job, "But my grace is sufficient for you." My family is driving me crazy, "But my grace is sufficient for you." I don't have, "But my grace is sufficient for you." I need, "But my grace is sufficient for you." He wants us, God wants us to be like the watchmen. During the biblical times, they guarded the city. They watched for enemies who might attack during the night. They waited, being alert and obedient, until the sun came up. They had no control over the sun rising. They couldn't speed up the process of the sun rising. They knew what their job was. They prayed, watched, and trusted God to do his job. We should always be waiting with expectation. that God will fulfill his promises to us, that he is with us, that he is in control, that he will protect you, that he will give you rest, that he will strengthen you, answer your prayers. Despite the situation, you must have complete confidence that he will see you out. So rest in him. When we wait patiently, the weight of waiting allows him to do the work. He's our burden carrier. God carries the weight so much better than we do. Our soul is revived and our spirit is renewed when we put it in God's hands. The prophet Isaiah wrote, "But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint." Amen. Isaiah even acknowledged that the youth shall faint. God knows that kids have stress as well. And we as parents need to be more aware of that. They must rely on God's strength to bear their burdens, big and small. Have you ever watched the eagle soar? An eagle rises to great heights with no jet engines. His body is designed to maximize the power of the air. He soars on unseen currents with agility and ease. Amen. God desires for us to weather the storms, to lean in them with faith. And he will lift you up and lead you to a place of peace, even through the storms of life are still, even though the storms of life are still raging below. Amen. Psalms 91:4 says, "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield." Glory to God. Isaiah wants us to see ourselves as totally dependent, relying on God our Father. When you wait on the Lord, you will soar above all sickness, persecutions, pain. God's waiting room brings healing, giving us faith knowing that all things are possible through God. There's healing in the waiting room. I said that there is healing in the waiting room. But why is it so hard? Simple answer. Our flesh is weak and we are impatient. We rely on our own strength and we lack faith. Colossians 3:2 tells us, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. The storms of life come, but we can rise above them, setting our mind on God." God's power can lift us up above the darkness so that we can ride the wings as eagles. During your time of waiting, he is strengthening you so that the storm cannot overtake you. You've heard the saying, no pain, no gain. You will never grow without any difficulties in your life. When I heard that, I was like, huh, what? So I gotta have a whole lot of pain or go through a whole lot of stuff in order to grow in the Lord? Okay. Jesus, take the wheel. All God wants us to do is to cast the weight of our burdens on him. God will fight for you. Just be still and accept that you are not able to fight this alone. We can't fight it alone. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's in Deuteronomy 31:6. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Give it to God in prayer. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having to stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. That's in James 1 and 12. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews 10 and 23. Leave it with God and trust him and trust his word. I come to tell you today that God's waiting room down here is full of people like me who have been hurt and abandoned, people who are brokenhearted, people who are struggling in their faith, sickness, and pain in their body. We all face challenges at some time in our lives, and we are not free from the process. Jesus said that even as Christians, life was never meant to be easy. As children of God, we have eternal hope that God can never be crushed. As children of God, we have eternal hope that can never be crushed. We are to come to him with humble hearts and ask for help. Amen. If you're struggling to get through another day, there is hope for you. Whenever you are on your faith, there's hope for you wherever you are on your faith journey. God is ready to fight for you. I thank and praise God for the word today. I know it's short. It was short and it was a lot, but God has been so merciful to us. And a lot of times in life when we're going through things and we're in the waiting room, we have to learn to trust God. We have to learn to put our burdens, whatever that thing is that's bothering you, to give it to him, to trust him with it. We say that we love him. We say that we trust him, but we continue to hold on to the things that wear us down. So I'm asking you today, stop allowing the enemy to just run you and take you through the mud. Stop allowing him to do that. We give him permission to do that. Because we're not trusting God with our circumstances and the things that are wearing us. There's nothing that we have done or nothing that's too hard that God can't lift us up out of. Amen? Amen. I'm talking from my own experience. I'm talking from my own experience because I was weighted down. Hallelujah. Trying to carry it on my own. But it was when I began to just give it to God because I couldn't handle it anymore. And it took some time. It took some time. But we serve a sovereign God who is waiting patiently for us to give it to him. He's not going to take it from us. We have to give it to him. Amen. So as I said earlier, there's nothing that you have done, nothing that you have said that God can't forgive you for. Amen. So if you would like to receive Christ today, please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that his shed blood, death, and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. If you accepted this call to salvation today, please visit our website and go to the Contact Us page and check the box, I am interested in becoming a Christian, and leave a short message. Along with your contact information, and someone from our staff will contact you to discuss the next steps in your Christian journey. If you have a prayer request, please visit our website and find our prayer request page or call our church and leave a message. And now we will be moving to our time of giving and announcements, followed by the benediction. Amen.
And I want to make sure I say this to whoever is online or is going to see this later in a recording who was thinking about ending it all. And you just heard that word. Yes, that word was from you, was for you, excuse me, to wait and not do what you were thinking about doing. I don't know who that's going to, but I feel I need to say that. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. With that, I'm going to bring up my lovely assistant. She's got a great last name, Kennedy. Please join me. She's going to do our offering. Amen, amen.
Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving, through our website, or also by using the U.S. phone number. To give by text message, text the code Taylor61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To get through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. Postal, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, the Naco P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. For those gathering with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door. One for the tithe/offering, and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry.
Amen. Amen. Good night. Amen. 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 We have just one thing I want to go through with announcements today. We are still in the month of May. So we're still doing the Turn the Tide Spring Fundraising Campaign. So we're almost at the end of the month. We've got, two, maybe 3 days. But the fundraising campaign, which will be run by our First Lady, Sister Jermaine Ford, has been working hard with the Tide staff, partners, and volunteers to get many of the Tide Center's programs up and running. And for those of you, this may be your first time tuning in, the Tide Center is a computer center up on the second floor here at the church that has offered free services to the community. Amen. But to offer free services, we got to do what? We got to generate some funds, right? So we can give it out freely to the people. To do this, in order to generate funds, Tide requires financial support and is asking for everyone in Taylor Nation to financially support Turning the Tide. Our target for this particular fundraiser, which runs through the end of the month, is $50,000. All of our Tide programs are offered to participants at no cost, and every dollar donated helps us to continue impacting the lives of underserved residents throughout the community. Also, Turning the Tide invites you to join Ardmore Victory Gardens and the Black Church Food Security Network this Thursday, June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. for a webinar featuring Dr. Ashley Gripper of Land-Based Johns speaking.
Is Johns? Not long.
Land-Based Johns speaking on the topic, "We don't farm because it's trendy. We farm as resistance for healing and sovereignty." Amen? Amen. So that's this Thursday. I'm sure there's going to be a link that's going to be up on the website, and information, further information will follow. But again, as we've been dealing with the garden in the back of the church, we want to make sure that we participate in this. And as I mentioned last week with Turning the Tide, we want to give, and also just so you guys know, there are entities outside of this church, businesses, where some of us work, where we've gone to our business and said, "Hey, can you contribute?" And they have. So as far as fundraising, reach out to coworkers, reach out to your employer. Because this is something for the community, right? So that we can serve God's people. Amen? Amen. With that, I'm going to move out of the way and bring back the anointed woman who delivered that word.
Yes.
That word that each and every one of us needed and that we were able to receive so that we can be patient and wait. Right? Amen. Just a little.
Amen. I just wanted to give you the acronym for the word wait before we close out. So the W is for watch God work for you. A is to ask God about his purpose for you. The I is to invite God to work in your heart, because it's always an invitation. Amen. And the T is to trust God to fulfill his plans for you. Amen. Amen. And just be encouraged that sometimes we're in these waiting rooms, you know, waiting for whatever. You know what I mean? We're waiting for answers. Just be patient and wait silently. You don't have to be noisy, crying, whining, and complaining. Just trust God, and it just makes things so much easier. Amen? Amen. Everybody stand. May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Amen. And amen. Also, keep praying for the families who lost their children and loved ones. Just keep them in prayer. And we'll continue to pray for our children as they go out. Amen. Joy.